Blog Talk Radio. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Cheyenne Israel. This is another edition of the Yehuda Project. Glad to be here today. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was really foggy this morning, but the sun came out and the fog dissipated, and it just was a beautiful day. It's about 57 degrees. You know, we're supposed to get some rain mixed with snow tonight, but who knows? You know, with the weather the way it is, we can take this all the way through so we don't have a winter. It'll be all right with me. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's doing well after the wonderful Sabbath we had yesterday. Looking forward to some things. And I got somebody that already pushed one. Hold on, let me open the mic. Area code 773, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Cecilia. I'm just calling you. I'm just saying hi, good afternoon. But I don't know what your subject is, but I did want. I just had something that was, you know, how something out of your norm. This was out of a norm, so I just wanted to talk about it.
Okay.
And I guess I'm not used to phenomenon things happening to me, or maybe they have, and I just blew them off. But
okay.
Yeah. The way you described it, it's been raining all day, and looks like we may be getting some snow here too.
Yeah. So you've had a good day?
Oh, today was wonderful. Yeah, I mean, it's been. Now that I've embraced peace in my life, it just can't get any, you know, it gets better and better for me.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. So you are coming out of Christianity and things are better for you?
Yeah, a whole lot. Because I don't have to deal with the mood swings and the pressure of why a person is saying what they're saying and doing something different. You know, I know what the laws and the statutes are, so and I follow them. And I think that's what the issue is. And when you're in Christianity, you're going by what the pastor is saying, and it leaves you to too many things to go wrong.
Right. So you think they're preaching something that people can't live?
I think we've been pacified a lot. You know, we don't read, we don't research, and we just kind of go with, we want the speaker. I'll say, don't necessarily you have to be a pastor, the speaker. We want them to approve some of the things that we're doing. We know we're doing because we have, everybody have that innate feeling when you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. But if somebody talk about something else, then we tell ourselves, oh, mine isn't as bad as that. And we continue to do pretty much transgress the laws. So that's really what we're doing.
So, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to know that your transition is getting easier.
Yeah, it is. I think mentally I was out already. I just didn't know what to do. Where to go, you know, I was pretty much like in a standstill. And I think it was a choice that I had to make. And a lot of us may not even know that it's a choice that we need to make. But it's like when some people say when you want to go to school or finish your degree or whatever, you always want to do it. At some point, no matter how old, you know, you get, you something's in you saying, I need to get back. So that's kind of how it is. I knew it was a place I needed to be, but I didn't necessarily want to go back into under somebody's authority that I didn't feel comfortable with.
Right.
You know, I mean, everywhere you go, it's a set of rules. And some rules will lead to your destruction, and some, because some people don't know how to handle, oh, you're not living what you're preaching. For devastating. But I just had this lady call me from a hospital. Now, I'm familiar with the hospital because when I saw it, I'm like, who's called? You know, that's the first thing you think. You get a call from the hospital, who's there? Who's? So I'm thinking it was a family member of some sort, and because I've had my phone number since 03, so I know this number has been pretty solid. And I talked to her, didn't know who she was. She didn't know who I was. And she said, well, could you just pray for me?
Wow.
And, yeah, she said, well, could you just pray for me? And I was feeling kind of funny about it because I'm like, you know, of course, I'm nervous. I'm always nervous. But I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. So I went to where I would normally go. I opened up some scriptures. I said, yeah, I said, I usually don't do a, you know, top off the top of my head prayer, but I'll read the scripture, which is a prayer. And it's one that mm-hmm. I read all the time. I was explaining to the lady. And I read it for her. And she was mm-hmm. like, wow, you know, a total stranger. And you're just, you know, thank you. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, she's in the hospital. It sounds like she's been there for a while. So I started, wow, you know, that's just, it was different. And then she flipped the prayer around and started praying for me. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. That is wonderful, you know. And then, and you know, you never know how that touches people's lives, you know, just to be there. Just for somebody to say, I'm praying for you, you know. And you did it for her right there. So I think that is absolutely wonderful. And I take it that the Nation of Yehuda and the School of Knowledge is helping you?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
definitely.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely. Yeah, that's okay. That's what I want to, you know, be used. And that was that's where I was with it. I said, I don't know what you want me to do. I just need you to kind of guide me. And it's been kind of on me. So when you mentioned the point, I mean, the talk about Christopher Columbus, I'm like, oh, wow, that's put me out there. So I said, you know, whatever you, I said, I had to pray. I said, whatever you want to do, you know, I know it's something, don't know what. And I've been dragging a long time, so it's probably time for me mm-hmm. to just get off the, you know, jump in the jump rope. Hmm.
All right. Well, guess what? Yeah, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We got you. So it's plenty of work to do. You know, the hospitals are full of people. You know, and those people would just love to have somebody pray for them. You know, it's just as simple as that. You know, I used to work for a hospital and did pre-registration. I see you, Brother Donia, and I did pre-registration for people that were having surgery. And you would be surprised how many people I called to get them pre-registered that broke down on me on the phone. Like, I'm scared. Oh, my God, I'm scared to death. They was having brain surgeries. They was having all kinds of surgeries. And I had to pray for them.
Yeah.
I did. You know,
I
just
never
to get
thought
them
about
through
that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll be there. He's like, please, honey, pray for me. All kind of people from all different nations everywhere. They would just break down. They were scared to death. And I
mm-hmm.
had to pray. You know?
Yeah.
Those are the things that people remember, and those are the things that the Most High expects us to do.
Yeah, because she said herself, she said, you're going to remember this call. And I'm like, I think I am, because I don't know anybody there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't exchange, you know, it was just different for me. I guess I'm still caught up in that moment. But, yeah, I'm going to let somebody else speak. But thank you for listening.
No, you're fine. Hold on. Let me get Brother Donia open here. Brother Donia, area code 770. I'm going to leave your mic open, sis. Brother Donia, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. This is Adonia Ben Yehuda.
Shalom.
First of all, I want to commend the young lady, man, for not panicking. You understand? When somebody asked you to do something you hadn't done it before, you know, we have a tendency to, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? You know, one thing that I'm finding out, you know, knowing the book, you know, after reading and understanding and hearing what people have to say, you understand, you tend to feel a little alleviated from all the pressures of the world. You understand, those things that that you were going through in the past, you understand, seem to not be so important anymore. What's important for me, you understand, is that the Almighty, you understand, has left this stuff on record for us to retain. you understand, and to gather. And it makes us feel a little bit alleviated, all that pressures and all of that stuff that we think that is so important is not so important anymore. You understand? And I commend her, for staying in there, you understand? And, you understand, as you're learning, you understand, these things will become more and more easier, and you feel, and your mind just becomes more alleviated, you understand? And I myself, I've been in this way for 52 years, you understand? And it becomes more and more easier each year. Each year I start thinking about, man, I ain't got to worry about that, man. The Almighty is my salvation. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's going to guide me in the right direction. Long as I remember to repent from my sins. You understand? And in most cases, for sure, you understand, it's an everyday process. Because I feel like everything else and everybody else, you understand, I've trampled all over the Almighty's integrity in my doings, you understand, and I'm ashamed of myself, so I have to repent every day. That's just my opinion. But I commend you, sister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High. All right. Anybody else
want
to share tonight or have anything they want to talk about in particular? I mean, we don't have to have a specific topic. You know, this is a open forum today. We can talk about whatever we want. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, yesterday evening I called in at 7:12, and nobody was there. Were you already finished?
No, we were on there. Are you sure you called the right number? Because we stayed on there to 8 o'clock.
The same number for the 319, right?
Yes, ma'am. We was on there until 8 o'clock yesterday.
Yep, I sure did. I called on my phone, and I went on the computer.
I don't know what happened, because the lady that's here, that's on here, Sister Dee Dee, we were all on there until 8 o'clock last night, and I didn't, you know, if you chimed in, did you hear us talking?
No. Ooh. No, I heard that music. You know, like when you're not there yet, we get the music.
Now,
that's
did
what
you
I
call
got.
It 7 p.m.? Did you call it 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
See.
Because I'm wait a minute.
So, I should
have been calling at, so you were already long gone if I waited 7 o'clock my time, because I'm 2 hours trailing.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Right, and I wrote that down too. I don't know what the heck I was thinking.
See?
Okay, well, my bad.
Guess what? It's easy to do, and we still need help. We can go over some of the things that, you know, we were talking about. I'll tell you what we're putting together that you can help us do. We're putting together a timeline from 1619 to 2019.
Right.
If you want to jot down some of the events that have happened during that time and be able to put that together for us, the next meeting that we're going to have in another month, we're going to come together and put all of that together so that we can see how we're going to implement all of this. Okay?
Okay, from 1619 to 2019.
To 2019, yes, ma'am. All
okay,
of this,
so
the moment we stepped off the boat, all of the slavery times, the civil rights movement. So
the events of life that happened to us.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
So, what do I do? How do I know what segment that, because I don't want to, you know, reinvent the wheel if somebody else has is there a certain number of years I need to glean from this here?
No, we're all doing it from that time to that time. Everybody's going to put it down. We haven't designated a year or anything. We're just going to kind of brainstorm right now, and then when we come together, we may separate it by year.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
So when's the next meeting? I'm sorry.
I'll announce it. It'll be a month from last Saturday.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Oh.
So it's always going to be right after class. So we'll do 4 weeks.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm going to leave your mic open. Area code 928. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing today, sis?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Blessed and highly favored. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good.
I'm alive.
Good. I feel the same way. This has nothing to do with nothing, but it's something I saw last night after the Sabbath. It kind of was interesting. There was you heard about the white Christian missionary that went to that island and got killed by those original people? It's an island off of the coast of India.
Okay.
And they showed it, and those people are those. In my opinion, those are the children of Ham. They are black. I'm talking about black. And this is off the coast of India. And this guy went over there to teach them Christianity, and boy, he was met with poison arrows and everything else. And they won't let him get the body. They won't let him have it. They say that anybody that come on that island, they will not allow them on that island.
Wow.
But my thing is they're in India. They've been there for 60,000, who knows how long, how many years. They're supposed to be unmixed, unadulterated from the beginning of time. And they just as dark as they could be with kinky hair and all. There ain't nothing in them.
And he went over there trying to teach Christianity.
Yeah, and they shot him dead with the arrows and everything.
Wow. Wow. That is
now
unbelievable.
You got some Caucasians over here now saying, well, we should go over there, wipe them out. They primitive, blah, 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 blah. Leave them people alone.
Yeah, leave them folks alone. They minding their business. But you know they're going to try to do it just like they did with the Inquisition. They're going to do it again to try to spread that all over the world so that they can truly have that one world religion. And they ain't going to leave them alone.
They're going to have to kill
them. They
ain't
going to leave them alone. They will.
They don't have no issue
doing that either.
But the thing is, if they're sitting there in India and they look like that, then that just goes from everything that, you know, I hear you guys talk about, everybody teaching, all the Hebrew groups teaching. We were the original people on this planet because they look nothing like no regular Indian.
Unbelievable. That is amazing. And then here he comes going over there trying to spread some of that. Man, look. But you know the thing about it is this, and this is the thing. I can't get mad at the other nations because they really believe it's true. They do. They really do believe that what they're doing is right. They do. Just like I believed it was right when I was doing it. I spread it. I preached it. I went through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the intentions of converting people into the belief. And it is just it's just unfortunate. You know, it's unfortunate. It really is. Wow. Unbelievable. Well, they won't even give a body to nobody?
No, they won't. You can't go on that island. They see you. There's been a lot of Europeans trying to go over there. As soon as you get close to the island, they come out with spears and freaking poison arrows and everything else. You're not coming there.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. Hold on. Let me get. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Yeah, I want to interject that I was reading something today on the YouTube where they were also talking about it. And one of the people, you know how you write in after you see the YouTube and you write your comments? One of the persons said that this is that guy's second time trying to sneak in on that island, and that he wasn't there to spread no Christianity. He was there trying to take pictures of them folks. Okay, so he wanted, I guess, notoriety through the media for being able, I guess, to sneak in and get so close as to be able to, with, you know, a camera or video recorder, document those people. So, and not only that, they said he lied on his passport or whatever it took for him to get there because, yeah, saying he was supposed to have been there for, or he didn't tell them what island it was. He put something else down as to why he you know, which island it was he wanted to see or something. Anyway, he lied on the application. And then there's folks talking about they need to go in there so that they can get those people and prosecute. Well, who are you going to prosecute? You can't speak their language. So how do you intend to interact with them to even find out who did it if they tell you in the first place, which I doubt very seriously that they would, you know. And
well, is it illegal to do that?
Pardon?
It's illegal to go there in the first place, so he violated the law in the country.
Exactly. They put a ban on people being able to get, 2 miles? You're not supposed to be able to get within a 2 mile radius of that island. But it said that they traveled there from the continent, the motherland, 60,000 years ago, and they walked over there. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, they hit the continent of India and then.
What's the name of the island?
Sentinel. Sentinel. Wait a minute. Let me see if I still got that on my. I don't still have it. I've been searching so much stuff this morning. It's not on my. But yeah. So, but it's off of. It's off of India. To the west of India.
I see it here, The North Sentinel Island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I mean, they are very dark. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Black is black.
But some of the commenters said, you know, if our ancestors would have did that back in the day, we'd been, you know, it would have to be demolished. Yeah, but they said, you know, he's just a colonizer, call himself gonna get in where he didn't fit in, and they showed him you don't fit in. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but you know, and let's face it. Number one, he went with a lie in his mouth in the first place. Okay, because if all he wanted to do was just get close to them people and be taking pictures and demonstrate that, hey y'all, you can sneak in. I did it like this. No. That didn't work.
I see him on YouTube. I see him on YouTube shooting spears and stuff at people. They said there's supposed to be 100 so-called uncontacted tribes on the planet. You know, they live on this remote island in the Bay of Bengal between India and Malaysia.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It says they're estimated to be anywhere from 50 to 500 members.
Wow. It also says they haven't been touched in like 55,000 years, and they've been sending drones over there. You know how nosy Americans are.
Oh, yeah, they can't leave nobody alone. It just goes to show they don't know everything that's going on this planet. They don't have access to everything, and they ain't no telling what else is on that doggone island either.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because those people are there, it's no telling what else is on that island with them. I'm just coming to find out everything ain't what it seems.
Well, apparently somebody went representing Britain, and they took 6 people, 2 adults and 4 children, and said time they got to wherever it was they came from, the adults died. They sent the children back, the 4 children back, and guess what? They sent them with some gifts. These were the gifts. A white doll and a pig, pots and pans, and something else. They buried the white doll and the pig, okay? Yeah. So that tells you Dane is dumb.
They sent the kids over there with gifts to the tribal people?
They sent the children back. They kidnapped 6 people, 2 adults and 4 children from that island.
Okay.
And the adults died, I guess, because of immune. I don't know. I don't know. And so they sent the children back. They delivered the children back, and they delivered them with gifts. And the gifts were that what they showed was a white doll and a pig, pots and pans, and there was, I don't know what the other things were. It might have been dry goods. I don't know. But they said they buried the doll and the pig. So that tells you they don't want your pig, and they don't need no little white dolls, okay? So they were taking those gifts.
Yeah, look at how they're trying to corrupt them by sending a nasty pig somewhere.
Thank you. That's alcohol. What went through my mind. Yeah.
Man, hold on. Let me open up. Hold on. Let me open up the mic. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. And area code 904, I'm coming to you next. That's unbelievable that they would send a pig over as a gift. But it ain't no different than what they did here. Hold on, your mic is twirling, it's coming. It's moving slow, but it's coming. That is terrible. Well, what can you say on that note? What can you say? We get to watch it firsthand about what's going on, for real. We get to see that firsthand as to what's going on. That is unbelievable. Wow. It's just a lot, I tell you. When you live in this society, you see a whole lot. And why mess with those people? What have those people done to them? They want to make sure everybody colonized. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You there? I guess he can't hear us. Area code 904, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Can you guys hear us? I wonder what's wrong. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, they'll just have to call back in. But, yeah, that's unbelievable. They're going to send somebody a nasty pig.
A nasty way.
Jeez. Not a baby cow or something like that, a pig. Wow. They said the government has banned all contact with the tribe. It says a jail sentence awaits anyone who attempts to travel to the island. They put you in jail, you try to go over there.
Well, I guess he was looking for Cesar Borgia, and he got him. He got him. Same day delivery, somebody wrote.
Yeah, they said the Indian government has since realized that the Sentinelese are rather annoyed at our, incessant attempts to be their friend, and have recently passed a law which bans all contact with the tribe, thinking they are best left alone. They don't want to be robbed.
They mean
business. Leave them alone.
They are not playing.
Them people probably healthy in the mark, too. They ain't got to be bothered with all this mess.
You see, sis, that part of the problem is there's another tribe just like that. That's on I think it's on another island that's out there, look the same, and they're identical. But they were peaceful, and they made contact with them. And now that is horrible. We were looking at that this morning, where they treat them like animals and stuff. And I was just wondering, maybe one of them other tribesmen went over there and told them, you don't want no dealing with them people, because they ain't going to bring all their drugs and everything else over here.
And like I said, they probably don't have any illness, no medicine. They're eating off the land. They're healing themselves through the land. You know what I'm saying? They live in a very primitive life, a very simple life, and keep that mess over there. Hold on, let me open Brother Leonard's mic up again. Brother Leonard, your mic is open, I think. It's coming. There you go. It's open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was saying it'd be the same thing to Colossians. A lot of those Jews, they went and got from Ethiopia. They hooked
mm-hmm.
them. They tricked them over to Israel. And then after they got them over there, they converted them to Judaism, and now a bunch of them committed suicide.
Huh? And they sterilized women. They sterilized the women, too. They were sterilizing
right.
those women.
They got them in a compound in the desert.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Making some kind of deal with Uganda and another country. If they take them in, they give them $5,000 for each one.
Yep. They give mm-hmm. each one that volunteer to leave the country, leave Jerusalem, you understand, to go to one of them places that they chose, you understand, that they're going to pay $5,000 to, you understand, and they give each one of them $3,500, you understand. See,
right.
that, you know, these people is the coolest people on the face of the earth, man. We got to understand
right.
that. We got to know who we deal with.
Hold on,
it's
got to
be part of another agenda, too.
That's true. Area code 904, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, shalom, everyone. I was just going to say, I do not believe the narrative of him being a missionary at all. I think it's much more sinister, as you all were alluding to. So I don't believe that story one bit.
Mm-hmm. You don't believe that he was going over there to be a missionary?
Not at all. And then, you know, some of them, when we travel, we see the way that some of them interact with the national, with the local. It really makes your skin cringe if you have any kind of discernment. There's just no telling what he was there doing or why they made us aware of it.
Mm-hmm. That's possibility.
Yeah, that could be a plot, too, because it could be a clone. But that's the way for them to get in there, to say that they shot this person down, and then they'll look good whenever they do go in, rather than if they just invaded them, you know. But by
mm-hmm.
the way, they seem giving them a reason to say why they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
They could be a clone.
It says that when the tsunami hit, that the Indian naval helicopter flew over the island just to make sure we were okay. But they said, but as they neared the island, the helicopter was once again hit with arrows, indicating that those people did not want to be bothered. That they said they were alive and well and thankfully up to their same old violence. They don't want to be bothered with nobody. That's something they say, get away from here.
That is unbelievable. You know, they know all about that, man. They make preparations for their own self. They've been there for 300 years. I mean, 1,000-some-odd years. Come on. You understand?
Yeah.
They don't want to be. And I'm sure, you see that? See, they satisfied with where they at. You understand? They don't need
yeah.
no help.
And don't want none. Evidently, they don't want none. They said,
right.
leave us alone. That's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And like
but
you know, they go over there like they doing good. They don't care nothing about nothing. They want to rape the world of all the natural resources. They ain't interested in whether
yep.
people are right or not.
No. Yeah, well, those people have to have some kind of form of righteousness too in order for them to be doing that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they living something. They are okay. living something.
No, they did the same thing in Africa when they came and got us. They sent their missionaries in there. The sweet talking, brought your little trinkets, cigarette lighters, and little stuff. We had fire. They had fire in that region. You understand? But we were so gullible. We're such a gullible folk. You understand? We accepted the gifts. You understand? Malcolm X said this a long time ago. They invited us for coffee, and we couldn't turn the coffee down.
That island is rich. They said that island is rich with vegetation and it's pristine and hostile.
Okay.
They probably got everything up in there they need. They said they want nothing from us. They don't want us nothing to come. They don't want nobody to bring nothing to them. Leave them alone. Yeah.
They were using drones. They know what those people are doing over there. That's why they keep going. Those drones been watching what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm. They sacrificed gold and everything else over in there. They probably got all kind of minerals and resources and stuff at their disposal, and they want to get to it. That's all it is, because they don't, definitely don't care nothing about them.
They sent him in there to infiltrate their system, and they killed him. Now they got reason to go over there to annihilate them folks for their land. That's just my opinion, man.
Wow. And it's sitting out in the middle of nowhere, just beautiful island, water, everything.
Right.
Yeah. They said they will kill anybody who tries to come ashore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You read about that guy in a boat that drifted over there and they killed him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some fisherman, his boat drifted. I guess he fell asleep and it drifted over there and they took him out.
And here's what the United States will do. They send in a brother. You understand? See what happens when they send a brother in there.
Really? Are you serious?
I believe that.
Okay.
They do.
Well, let's ponder this one. I read on the computer and said this guy was an American citizen. Well, what's his name? Khashoggi. He lived in what, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, somewhere like that. Now, he may not have been an American citizen, but he worked. He paid taxes here because he worked in the United States. So I kind of feel like this. If you can let them get away, because CIA, I guess, had documented information that the crown prince had him killed. Okay, so that's flat out, straight out. You know, you got evidence, you got proof of who did what when.
That's correct.
Proof. They just suspect because they've seen them burying, I guess, what they thought was the man. Okay? So, you know, I mean, the United States is really corrupt. If they'll go after them for nothing.
That's an understatement.
With no proof.
That's an understatement, man. Them guys are the coolest people on the face of the earth. The Almighty said that he's going to bring them down on us. You understand?
Oh, they come home. But they deserve just coming. Just like he got served, they'll get served too.
Yeah. People of understanding, of people that have that have no compassion for the young or the old. That's folks right here. If you look at what they did in their own region over there, you understand, Britain and all of them and Australia and all, they was fighting against one another. They didn't even have toilet paper or toilets in that region. They was the nastiest folks that you ever wanted to know. It was the Moors that taught them how to wipe their cardio.
Okay. I heard they was living in the house with the animals.
Yeah,
that's where the chicken pox come from.
That is correct. The animals used to sleep in the same house, in the same apartment room.
They could be cannibals. You just don't know what they got going on over there at that island. They said that it was a cruise ship, one of those oil tankers that was stranded there, and that the guys were trying to go over to the island to make a distress call. And they saw all these black men coming out of there with no clothes on, with primitive weapons and stuff, and say they made wooden boats trying to come up to the ship that was stranded. And they said the helicopters had to come and rescue them and take them away. Woo, they off the chain. They are not playing, boys. Like, don't come or leave us alone.
Right, not here, Paleface.
Mm-mm. That is critical. Two Indian fishermen were killed when their boat accidentally got too close to the island shore. They dropped the anchor for the night but fell into a deep sleep. And when they woke up, they didn't wake up. During the night, during the night, their anchor failed to hold their boats against the current, and they drifted toward the island.
Yep.
And as day broke, the fellow fishermen tried to shout out at them and warn them that they were in danger. So stay away from that place. However, he said they did not respond. The boat drifted into the shadows where they were attacked and killed. They might be cannibals. Shoot, they might. Ain't there might not be nobody left. They said the Indian Coast Guard tried to recover the bodies using a helicopter, but was met by customary hails of arrows. They might have ate them. You know, some of them people cannibals. Might not be another damn fact.
You know how the United States got a consensus on the world? They say that the world got 3 billion people or 6 billion people on it, but they don't count. Man, they can't count. I said this a long time ago. How they know how many people is on the earth, man? They got people that they have never even seen before. These folks
don't
lay in.
Obviously.
Huh?
Yeah, obviously. I
said
obviously.
Yeah.
I make it my business to make sure they don't get a correct census wherever I'm staying.
Yeah.
Believe that.
Man, they could have ate them folks. You know, it's a lot of people that's cannibals, man. They live in a real primitive life, and they could be cannibals. That is off the chain. That is not no joke. For real. Shoot. Look. You know, a meat source is a meat source. I'll pray. That's why I say y'all know what's best. He know who fair, what's fair and what ain't. Cause we sure don't need to be nowhere near them either. Cause they don't care whether you black or white or whatever you are. If they tell you don't come, don't come. It said the government been trying to get over there since 1967.
What?
They need to leave them folks alone.
That's what I'm saying. It said they have made occasional trips to the island in an attempt to befriend the tribe. And the tribes are saying, no, thank you. It said they bought coconuts and other gifts and tried to gradually win their trust, but they was not on it. Like, mm-mm.
Yeah, well, we know what happens. They had that one hand with the gifts, and the other one, they got the gun. So,
that's correct. Absolutely.
Can't trust them. Cannot trust them.
Yeah, because they want that resource. They want to know what's over there and what's in there. That's all that is.
Yep.
He said this particular time, they went over there and laid the resources on the island, but the men never came out. And as they were leaving, some of the men came out and stood on the island.
They can go on in them woods if they want to and see how many.
Brother Donia, they on their way back home. They didn't even stay. They like, mm-mm.
That's what happened during those slavery years when they went into the. They used to have an army or a convoy of men, of white men going into them woods, and they stopped doing it because they were losing too many lives.
Now they could get them out of there because the gun beats a spear every time. But like I said, what you don't know what else you're gonna run into when you get up in there. Ain't no telling what's in them islands and on them island shores and stuff. Ain't no telling.
Right.
But the water
got
is
traps in the ground.
All kind of stuff.
Ain't that? Yep.
You know, if they really want to get up on that island, they can go up on there. They just going to have to use something else other than, you know, whatever, because there ain't no bow and arrow going to stop no bullet, no kind of way. If they really wanted to do that. You know, but then you don't know how many people is up in there either. But that's crucial.
Well, I don't mean to change the subject, but have you all heard about what's going on in Haiti?
No, what's happening in Haiti?
Apparently, the guy that run the place down there has hired mercenaries and other armed gangster goons, thugs, or whatever, to come in and shoot and kill his people. that's protesting. I mean, they protesting big time because he done ripped them off. They eating mud cakes and he living high on the hog with jets and all these fancy cars and got it going on, and they, you know, they don't. So, yeah, so they protesting over there big time.
Clintons ran away with the money.
Yep, that's
Georgie.
I don't see why folks crazy about them Clintons. I ain't never. Ever since I heard back in the day in the '80s, she was talking about that we were super predators. Okay, how the hell we gonna be a super predator?
Okay, I agree.
Yeah. So I ain't feeling it. When I found out she, Lord, what? No.
Hold on a minute, you guys. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead and turn the air.
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on, I guess. Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom. No. It's just so much stuff going on. I'm like, here we go again. I just came back from California. I visited my family out there. You know, I was like really skeptical because of the fires, right? But I'm going to tell you something about y'all, boy. His people, he had them protected. That fire is, I mean, it's like, oh, now, one area where my niece lived, we seemed to recognize the smoke. So the smoke was bothering me a little bit. But over my sister's house and over my niece's, because my whole family's out there. And I'm telling you, no problem, right? Now, the irony of it is, when we landed in Oakland Airport, right, I haven't been back home in about 4 years. So I went in the airport. Airport is totally different. Straight white. White people everywhere. I'm like, oh my God. I said, it was just so, it was like I was in a different planet. I'm serious.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it. It was you see a black man here, there, you know, he's with a different type of a nation woman. So they don't talk to you, you know, they don't say hi or anything, you know, they kind of like, you know, they just totally ignore you. So I said a couple of those, but that was it. Even my granddaughter, she said, because I had my daughter on the phone, right? She said, Mommy, there's no black people out here. None. Now, Oakland is black for black people. I mean, I've been, you know, that's where I'm from. I'm like, it's all gone. It is all gone. California is totally different than what I've experienced. Because I grew up, you know, that's my state. I was born in San Francisco, California. It
okay.
is. You know, but again, the smoke, they do have the resident, the smoke, but again, the fire is just hitting those white rich folks. That's it. The other ones are doing okay. Our people are doing fine. And I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. Are the fires being? Are they trying to put the fire out, or is it still raging?
In certain areas, it's, you know, you
wow.
still have now. They walk around with masks. I've seen the people with the masks coming. You know, they had it reminded me of China. Remember, China had that going on with the mask. They have the mask, and now they even have the mask with like a little motor in the front of it. I thought that was pretty weird, but that's what they got going on over there. They have this app that you have to measure. Yeah, it's a little motor on that mask, like a fan or something like that. It looked weird on the front. You know, they have an app that you got to measure the smoke out there and that stuff. Because I was going from my niece's house to my sister's house. It was through Lincoln and Patterson. And I'm telling you, on the way back down, it was a little area there. My goodness. I had to take my shirt and put it over my nose because that stuff was getting in my chest. So when I got, I was glad to come back. We didn't do too much going out and stuff like that. But you had to measure the smoke, how bad it was, the air was. Outside before you go out. They have an app. Like,
wow.
It was weird. I'm telling you.
Just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Like Sodom and Gomorrah. They've been doing all kind of. The Most High ain't finished yet. He's going to come all the way through. He ain't finished.
Absolutely.
He is not finished.
He's moving around.
No.
I'm serious. He is moving around. It's real.
He ain't finished.
You know.
People been doing, you wait till, you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till he get ass up. These people think he's playing. He is not done. He is not going to continue to allow this to be this way. He's not.
And now they look at you, because they was looking at me like, you know, hey, there's a black person. I'm like, hey, I did. Wow.
Look,
I gotta
you say,
get
whoa.
Out of here. This is Oakland. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, They're looking at me. I said, wow. Oakland Airport.
They probably want to clean you because you was a place of safety, a place of refuge. That was up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably. So I did, man. I hope they don't want to eat me and my grandbaby because we went in.
Oh, my God.
I did. That's what I was thinking. I mean, that is what you're going to be thinking when things happen like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we better be ready because we got to be all kinds of stuff going to be running through your mind. You know, you watch the people. You know, I was watching them. Like,
you sure do.
Went to Ross, and this woman seen my sister and myself. We went to Ross. And then we went to the supermarket. Mm-hmm. And it was a little distance away. She stopped me. She said, oh, yeah, I seen you and your sister at Ross. I said, dang, I did, man. You better get your butt in this car. Let's get out of here. I said, a stranger? That's my case. I didn't feel safe at all.
Yeah. I told you, we're going to become public enemy number one here in a minute.
Oh, yeah. We feel it. I mean, it's out there.
That is unbelievable. And because you're not there and you don't get to see it firsthand, you really don't know how bad it is until somebody actually reports it.
Wow. I'm telling you, it's scary. And then my daughter had came a little later, and she's real chocolate, right? And man, I'm telling you, they went to a restaurant, her and a cousin. They come away from the other side, and she said, Mom, they're coming from the other side of the restaurant. Oh, that's a nice ring you got on. She said, a ring? You better get your buddy, boy. You better watch your back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you just like I said, you just don't know nowadays. You just have no idea what you're really dealing with. No.
Not nowadays. That's true.
Not nowadays. You just don't know. You know. It's just a lot, you know, and it makes you, you know, like I said, like somebody told me, the story they gave us was completely polluted. And now when most I show you that the story that you've been fed ain't really the way things really are, you have to start looking at the world from a different viewpoint.
Yeah.
Because they haven't controlled the whole world. There's some things that's on this earth that they don't have no control over, obviously.
And they're just telling us anything. You know, you got access to the TV, access to the news, access to the media. I can tell you anything.
Exactly.
You don't know.
Exactly.
You know, one guy was on a YouTube. He said Khrushchev told the people, he told his guys, he said, just tell the people that we went to the moon. Well, what kind of mess is that? So if he said that, you know, what else, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, man, please.
Yeah, man. Just tell them anything. They believe it. Hold on. Eric called 904.
Yeah.
Your mic is open. Go ahead. You on the air.
Yes, I was just wanted to piggyback off the comments that you made because I was watching one of those apocalyptic end time heathen, not, I don't know if he's a minister or not, somebody named Dan Quayle, right? And he made the statement. He said, you know, we serve such a righteous God who is just and fair. And I'm saying to myself, then how is it that you all can understand his attributes and don't think that there's a judgment awaiting you?
They know it's coming.
By that. I said, but how can they? It seems like they just glossed over the whole idea that there's a judgment that they have to be dealt with for the wickedness that they. And if I said, what is it then that they think about us that allows us to be okay with the treatment that we have been given? What are the thoughts that they're not letting us know that they think? Something has to happen there for you to understand his attributes and not question your conduct or your behavior or those of your ancestors.
Yeah. It's difficult.
They didn't do it.
Exactly. And that's when they rely on their Christian background, because Christianity tells them that all they have to do is repent and apologize and they are forgiven and nothing is held against them. And they can move forward, and that's what they rely on, and that's how they live their day-to-day, and that's how they do things. That's how they do it. And they feel like it's okay. Because when they thought Jesus was coming back, I don't know what it was. It was something that went on. I don't know whether it was a weather issue or it was a prophecy they thought that was being fulfilled. Everybody was so nice. I mean, you were just wondering, like, what's wrong with these people? You know, why are they being so all of a sudden so overly extra? I mean, everybody was nice. And it was like, what is going on? And my sister was like, they think Jesus is going to come back. And they really do. And it's unfortunate, but it is what, and that's the world that they live in, and that's the storyline that they choose to believe, and that's how they choose to live their lives. They don't think that there's going to be any recompense for anything that they've done. Because like she said, they'll tell you, we didn't do it. We didn't have nothing to do with it. You know, and that's why I don't want to waste a whole lot of time even talking about what's going to happen to them, because they didn't tell us what was going to happen to us. You know, they lied to us and told us we were going to be indentured servants. So I don't waste time. You know, that's their job to go into that Bible and figure out where they fit, just like they left it up to us to find out where we fit. Because it's not going to change. The Most High, he is who he is. He said, I'm Yah, I change not. So. More to them, you know. You know, it's going to come. It's coming one way or the other, just like it came for us. It didn't matter whether we was Christian. It didn't matter what we believed. It didn't matter where we ran. It didn't matter what we assimilated into. When the time came, that prophecy had to fulfill itself. And they came and got our butt and brought us right over here. Didn't matter. And everybody be like, why they hate us so much, cuz? The Most High put it in their heart to hate you. He said, I'm going to make them hate you.
Just baffles me to understand that God is just, and there has to be a judgment. Even if you were able to repent, somehow there has to be a judgment for the atrocities done to our people, unless there's a thought that you're harboring that you just haven't made us aware of. Something is happening where it's okay as a whole body of people who call themselves Christians to just gloss over what has it happened to us and just dig in when you see cops killing us in the streets and think there's nothing wrong with it. There has to be a something there that you're thinking that we're just not aware of.
No, they know that they know it's wrong. They know that they know what it is. I think that he put something in them to dull them down, so they really are not affected by it until the curse is over, and that's going to change things, I think. You know, because they are dull to the effect. They are. You know, they just look at it like, oh, well, that's just the way things are. And everybody's looking at them like, huh, really? You don't feel nothing? And they'll just show up like, well, that's just the way it is.
We're all going to be in heaven together.
Yeah.
With no judgment.
They do.
For what's been done.
They teach that. They do. They skip it. They get to skip it. They teach that judgment, that heaven thing, tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my daughter told me, she said, Mommy, people like to hear that. It's comforting when they lose a loved one that they're going to heaven. I said, even though it's not true. So, you know, that's on both sides of the stick. We do too. Everybody want to hear Grandma looking down on us in heaven and smiling down on us. You know what I'm saying? Make them feel good, but it's just not true. You know, but they don't want to hear that from you either. Who would they tell you? Who are you? I saw a commercial where the girl was like, I wrote a letter to Santa Claus. Did y'all see that commercial? And the black guy come up, do you have this email address? So she told me, I don't feel right giving it out. Just lying. I'm like, wow. Pulling out all the stops. They ain't playing. People don't want to do right. They don't want to know the reality. They don't want to know the truth. They want to live. I have come to this conclusion, and I may be wrong, but the things that I have seen in the last 6 months, I have come to this conclusion. People want to live in the fantasy world.
Yeah, I believe that too. Yeah, that's true.
They don't want a reality check. They want fantasy. They feed me the fantasy. Is that what the Bible tell them? Don't tell me truth. Tell us smooth things. We don't want to hear that. And you know why? Because nothing has happened. There has been 400 years of nothing from the Most High other than church. I want to hear it. They tell me
y'all
I
know
like
last month China, China had came up with that. They said they're gonna make a moon, right? A big light, you know, they're gonna put it in the sky. And so that was bothering me. I was like, why are they making a, you know, why are they doing that, right? And it was one of the Hebrew brothers had was on the YouTube, and I think it was a few days ago. He had came out with the sun and the moon. And it was talking about how that's one of the prophecies that the sun and the moon will go dark.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and then I put it together. I did that. Yeah, I said, that's why they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready.
Everybody's
That's part of that CERN project. That's a big CERN project that they're doing. They're trying to confuse people that are not awakening by making them think that it's not dark for the 3 days and so on. Yeah. But it is a huge illuminating. They're doing some illuminating.
And it's like we said earlier, for the people who rely on their pastors to tell them what's really going on, they'll fall for it too. They will. They'll fall for it. Like, well, this is what the deal is and this is what we're doing. And people are like, wow, that is deep. And they'll believe it. Even some of the Israelites on this line, all they got to tell them is in 3 days, get ready, because the moon and the sky are going to turn black. And somebody on this line will be like, y'all ready for the moon and the turn black? They do.
And that's why this is a single journey. This is not a group journey. We're all encouraging each other, but our journey has to be with him. Our relationship has to be with him. He has to be, the Holy Spirit has to guide us.
Close to.
So we'll know.
Close to. But this is where we are today. That's why we have to be stable. We have to be something that's continual, consistent, and stable all the time. Because how many people have said it's supposed to happen at 5 o'clock today, this afternoon? And we said it's already 5 here in Cincinnati. What time is it where you at? I believe it. It's people. We got to be consistent. The Bible said we got to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and shall not be moved. I mean, no matter what we see. No, that's not it, y'all. Yeah, but they said it is. I don't care what they said. That's not it. You know. But this is judgment, and when judgment comes, people are going to get scared. They do. They packed the churches out, and the pastor can't tell them nothing. They said Creflo Dollar is now charging for Bible classes. $20 a month per person.
Can you repeat that?
He need his bunker built. He need that bunker built.
Creflo O'Dollar is charging his parishioners for Bible class $20 a month.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, that's a special place for him.
You know?
No, just like this man say all the time. He playing his role. Just like you say all the time. He playing his role. He's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his job.
Yep. Yeah. And there's some people that don't pay him.
Mm-hmm. He don't get paid on
it. They don't believe him, and they gonna pay him, and they gonna sit there and they gonna listen. Yeah. You know, so that's
well,
the hard part.
Steve,
is that
you see how Steve Harvey failed because he didn't know what he was in for, but, you know, he's either going to take it or his pride is going to take over, and you're going to see a changed man, in, I say, within the next 6 months. Because
what happened
he was
to him?
On,
I didn't even watch Steve Harvey. What's going on with
him? Well, he's still on here. You know, he's on in the morning. He lost his talk show.
Oh,
they're about to give
okay.
it to some young girl, Kelly Clarkson, somebody that don't even fit the description of a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a slap in his face, and that's what happens when you're chasing the dollar. When you're chasing man and pride and material possessions, you know, it's an end for us. Brown skin people, there is an end. We're not going to ever reach the top because it wasn't
not
designed
here.
That way.
Not
no,
their system.
It wasn't designed. Not on Earth.
But
it wasn't designed for us to. And we don't.
You mean not
don't
in
understand
their
it. Correct.
Yeah, not in their system.
Correct.
But in God's
But
straight
in the kingdom on this earth, we will be. The kingdom on the earth.
Yes.
Well, I'm talking currently, like right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
it's
not going to happen, and we don't see that, and we continue to chase and chase and chase and do things.
Did not love you. Paper money.
And it ends up being a negative, you know. But they have to have some people out front. So these people have paid to be out front, whatever it costs.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And then when they figure out what it's going to cost, then they're devastated because they didn't realize that the people, the powers that be don't play. They're playing for keeps. They're not playing. It's not personal. You know, this is something that they're trying to do, and we just have, like I said, we have to stay grounded. We have to stay grounded and stay focused so that we'll be able to give a man an answer when he asks, and then the choice has to be there. They have to make a choice. What are you going to do? Are you going to serve God or are you not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all you can do. One of my family members told me today, I got a Christmas tree up. I said, wow, okay. We know you're going to be mad. Don't worry about me.
Yeah. I got a few awakened people, too, that are running
for
me.
Does the Bible really say you're not supposed to put up a Christmas tree? I said, yes, it does. Jeremiah chapter 10. But guess what? It's your choice. That's your choice. I can't make that choice for you. No. We got to get there.
It's definitely a constant test. People sending you Thanksgiving hellos and Merry Christmas. And, you know, I just really can't say hi, you know, or good afternoon because there is a constant trying of trying to
it
see
is.
What you're going to say and what you're going to do.
I had to cut the radio off just because that little song come on.
Oh, yeah.
I found myself, I was like, hold up, cut this off. For real, they started it already.
Yeah.
And it's already going on right now, already.
Money.
So, You know, and it's constant. Like you said, if the people are ready for it, they prep for it, they plan for it, they're doing it all over the world. And so unfortunately, you know what I found out about the Most High? That his way is not grievous. It's not hard. It's just obedience. It's simple things. It's not hard. It's just obedience, and it goes against the norm. So it makes a lot of people feel uncomfortable because other people are not following too. But it's not grievous and it's not hard. You just have to be obedient and do what he says to. That's all it is. So when they say stuff like that to me and I say, well, that's your choice. You have to make that choice. You know, you have, that's your choice. But you know better. I know you know better. But if you choose to do that, that's on you. Now, when the sky turned black, and all hell break loose, you know what I'm saying? Some people try to change it then. I don't know whether it'll be too late or not. I have no idea. You know, but that's a choice that we have to make. You know? Simple stuff like don't eat bacon. Don't eat pork. Don't eat no pork chop. You know, stuff like that. Don't eat no shrimp. Don't eat no more lobster tails. You know, don't have none of that stuff anymore. Don't eat no more catfish. You know, just simple stuff. It's not grievous. No, but we have some
but it happens
have
to be
the
very thing. It happens to be the very thing that we eat. That's why it's so hard. I mean, we don't know nothing outside of it. You know, I know a lot of people eat catfish, and you can't get them to stop eating these things. So I don't know if these are lost people because they just keep saying no, no, no. I can't. I don't know if that's them telling me. You know, I've had somebody tell me maybe he ain't showing me like he's showing you. Maybe it's not meant for me to see. You know, and that hurts because you want everybody to see. That's why why you showing you care. That's why you keep mentioning it. But some of us are going to have to come to the grips with we may be one out of a family or two out of a family.
That's a hard
and it's,
pill
it's
to swallow.
Hard. It's, yeah, because everybody's going to be focused on us. If that's the case, they're going to be like, well, I know somebody ain't doing it. Let's see. You know, the enemy is busy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm careful about what I say. I try not to say anything, you know, insulting. I just try to keep his laws and his statutes, his laws and his statutes. This is what we need to do all the time. If you're doing that, then you have nothing to worry about. If you're doing it,
somebody is making a lot of noise. I don't know who that is, but if you put your phone on mute, that would be wonderful. We hear that like you do a dishes or something. Now I'm gonna mute everybody until I find out who that is. Okay, area code 832, that was you. Hold on. Now, area code 928, go ahead, your mic is open.
928?
Yes, ma'am, 928.
Oh, I'm just listening for now.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's unfortunate. Area code 832, if you can put your phone on mute, I'll open your phone back up. But that noise was coming from your area over there. But your mic is open. I just want you to
My phone is on mute. At least it was until I got off. There must be the other 832.
It is. Yep. Here it goes again. Hold on. All right. Well, we're going to leave that on there. I mean, they can just listen. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a serious situation. It's unfortunate. You know, and it's a hard pill to swallow, and those are the things that we have to come to grips with to understand that, you know, that it's just the simplicity of it all. And it's not like the Most High twists your arm, you know, but he hasn't awakened them. And these people that I'm talking about, they know they Israel. They know they are. But because the tree is pretty and because the tree got bulbs and because it's got light and it's pretty, everybody says it can't do any harm. It's pretty. He said, okay. Well, I mean, you know, you got to have it your way. I have a friend of mine, he's deceased now, but he used to always say, have it your way. I mean, you know, you're going to do that anyway. Just have it your way. No. You just have to leave people be. You have to leave them be. You know?
Well, I was just researching some of the products. I didn't know that Dove products had pig in it. That was disappointing. But I've skimmed down all the way to a natural product that I get online. It's clove and oregano. But, you know, we have a lot of products. You know, I used to like gummy bears that has glycerin in it, so that's got some type of, you know, pig, Skittles, Starburst, M&M's. So it's a lot. It's not easy as people think it is. Choosing this life and choosing God and choosing to be obedient, this is just the beginning. We have a lot of laws and that we can't do right now. So it's like a pig.
I didn't know M&M's had pig in it. I've never read that. Let me see.
Yeah, the M&M products is not good laws. So I didn't use Dove as much, but I used Caress. So I knew. There's no way it's a popular, it's a name brand. So I just cut back because I can't keep up with all these things, you know, what is, what isn't, what is, what isn't. I'm already vegan, so it's hard to keep up with what isn't and what you should and shouldn't be eating versus what they're poisoning us with. So it's rough. They're poisoning us with food.
I pulled it up. It says that M&M's have pork in it. And it says, no, M&M's do not have pork in them. That is, if you are talking about just plain M&M's. So
yeah.
Some of it, you know, don't have that in there. It says, do Starburst have pork gelatin in it? Starburst has gelatin, but it's not from the pig.
See, that's the issue with trying to believe that they'll do part of something and not all of something. You know what I mean? I don't trust America, period, because they've been trying to kill us, you know, time. So for me to not even worry about it, I just cut back.
I understand.
That's, you know what I mean? I would love to. There's a lot of things. I'm over here by a very well-known manufacturing company that make the best gummies I've ever had. And I miss my gummy bears. But, you know, just trying to do right and trying to make sure that there's no, you know, we're trying to get the blemish as small as possible. So I just rather just cut that. Now, and that's just my own personal thing. I don't preach that to anybody or make anybody feel. That was just me.
I understand. I do understand. Yeah, so I think that, you know, we've had a very it's been a very interesting experience, you know, and you know, we have a lot to look, like I said, when we started putting together that timeline, you all who missed the meeting yesterday, we had a meeting yesterday at 7:00 for putting together the program for 2019. And we went over some things that we wanted to work on. So what we're working on is a timeline from 2016-19 to 2019 and all the experiences that we have. So if you guys want to join us in that, for you all who missed the meeting, it's always at 7:00 Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to come together a month from tomorrow, from yesterday, and we're going to have another meeting always after our class on the Sabbath. And then we were there for 1 hour, and that was it. So we're getting all that together. I'm going to get see if I can find out tomorrow if we've had any leeway with the approval letter. And then once we get the approval letter, you guys can start making hotel reservations and travel reservations. You know, it's just amazing to see, you know, where we are and how we have moved forward. But we got to keep going, you know, because we, like I said, somebody's got to be stable enough for people to be able to reach back and say, yeah, they're still here. You don't realize how many people that are just listening, just to know that we're here. They're like, boy, they're still here. The radio show's still on. I'm so glad you're still on. And every time somebody wake up, they be like, man, they're still here. you know, and it's been a help. You know, it's been a lot of people who have helped us financially. We thank you for all of your help. You know, they've sent us gifts and different things like that to help us to keep this stuff going, and we appreciate everything that you have done, and we are going to keep continuing to do what we need to do so we can be there for the people, so the people will have an outlet and a place to go. I am enjoying the class on Saturday. That was really, really good this Saturday. I really enjoy all of the information that went forward, and we're just going to keep on teaching because there's so much stuff. We'll never run out of topics, never. Never run out of topics, because once we finish with the supernatural and pulling out the details of the supernatural, then we've got to go back through the story and put supernatural stuff back into the story. So you never run out of the information and the things that are going on, you know, that we have to, that's a part of the story. And, you know, that's the greatest story that's ever been told. And it's unfortunate that some people don't even read it. They won't even read it. They want somebody else to tell them the story. You know, but when you can sit down and go through it like that and pull out those things, you know, that are right there in plain sight, it's a miracle. I think it's wonderful. The Most High did a wonderful, like I said, it's adults who write children's books. And he wrote that book, you know, for his characters. And we, as the characters of the book, have come alive. And we're playing our part. Everything that comes up, every character in the book has a part to play. And some of them are named by nation. So, you know, and it's a whole nation that's been brought to life so that they can play that part. And that's the real producer right there, to be able to put something like that together. And everybody plays their part. He is the creation where everybody has a part to play in it, and they have to play their part. And he steps down into creation and plays with us. He's a part of the play. Or a part of the story. He wrote the story. You know, it's amazing. You know, when you start looking at it from that perspective, powerful. You know, complete with angels, demons, angels with four faces, chariots, UFOs, all kinds of stuff going on. For real. You know, and only y'all could do something like that. And we're part of the story. We get to tell the story. That's amazing. We're part of the story. We are one of the main characters of the story. You know, so I think it's just amazing just to even be alive today to see all of this stuff going on. It's all praises to the Most High God. You know, and I've learned that when we stop talking, it's time to end the class. So it's 5 o'clock, and I think that we have come across. We've done a really good show, and I want to give everybody a chance to say something before we dismiss, unless anybody has a new topic that they would like to bring on the scene. Let me open up Sister Keturah. Sister Keturah, shalom, shalom. How are you today?
Shalom, shalom, family. There is a product that's found. I used to love Patty Pat. I'm a vegetarian. I used to love her pie. She has this product in it. A lot of the frozen pizza, vegan and vegetarian, has this in it. Oh, gosh, it's a lot of other food. Sister Yaina, could you look up this word for us?
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
It's L's hyphen C Y S T. Yeah.
Yep.
Did I spell it off?
Yep, you got it. L-cysteine.
Could you tell the family what that is?
Mm-hmm. Let me pull it in. L-cysteine. Here we go. It says that L-cysteine is a, I have it as an amino acid, but you're talking about the L-cysteine. It's a amino acid. It's a hydrochlorothiate hydrate available. It's actually a vitamin.
Looking
up,
it's actually human hair. This they put in food. Type in is hair in your bread, or there's hair in your bread.
Hold on. Y'all gonna make me stop eating for real. I'm serious. Woo! Hair in your bread.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let's see. All right, if there's human hair in your bread, L-cysteine is an amino acid used to extend the shelf life of commercial bread products and most commonly synthesized from human hair.
Some places it say it's synthesized from pig hair. So be careful when you're looking at your ingredients, because I love Patty Pie. She has that in there. A lot of the breads, the cheap breads and the expensive breads, a lot of the different frozen pizzas have it in there. So you're going to have to be careful when you're looking for it, because they're disguising a lot of this filthy stuff under different names.
Yeah, it says that you heard amino acids are the building block of life, but they're not all created in the same way. L-cysteine, for example, is an amino acid used to extend shelf life in things like commercial factory-made bread. It's most often synthesized from human hair, as well as duck feathers, cow horns, and pig bristles. The hair mostly gathers from the floor of the hair salon in China. It seems, Lord have mercy. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to stop eating. It's just too much. Hold on a minute. It seems dissolved in the acid and through chemical isolation. L-cysteine is isolated, packed up, and shipped off to commercial bread producers. When you're sweeping up the last crumbs of your toast from the store, brought sliced bread tomorrow morning, just think that it could have. That's a lot going on right there.
Yep, and they were saying a lot of that hair that's coming in from India is where they have a practice when they worship their god, they sacrifice their hair to their god. The women mostly do. They shave their heads and sacrifice it to their gods, and that's where they get their hair from. And a lot of people think it's just used for the weeds. Not necessarily. A lot of that has been put in your food.
I know this is Malcolm. Hold on. This is Malcolm. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, everyone. A while ago, and this was a few years ago, we used to actually do classes on food, and this was one of my subjects, which I don't know how y'all ain't forgot about the L-cysteine thing, but remember we talked about it being in the White Castle bread. That's why everybody that ate meat stopped going to White Castles, because we found out it was in the bread. But we actually had a class about this, about the L-cysteine, the carrageenans, the red dyes, we went through this whole, we got PowerPoints and everything. So maybe at some point, since we got a new Bible class family now, we'll start having those classes again. But I did a lot of those, a lot of the food classes and trainings and things. But, yes, this was one of our subjects.
Yep, we need to bring the classes up again. We're going to have to.
Yeah, because we got to read the back of the product and see what's going on. And, they got us eating all kind of stuff.
Because that carrageenan is in everything, and it's actually a cancer-causing agent. So it's certain things like carrageenan, high fructose corn syrup, all the dyes, the red dyes, the blue dyes, the L-cysteine. Like, we had a list of stuff that was absolutely no-no. So I'm a fanatic about reading labels, so it's like a homework project. But I've been doing it for so long now, I know what to target and what not to target. But it sounds like it needs something. We need to start having those conversations again, because as time went on and the class kind of turned over, we stopped having those food classes.
Yep, we can definitely bring those back. That would be good to do, like, on a Bible class on a day like today, you know, and really just kind of put it out there, you know, because people need to know that's just a lot going on. It's just amazing how they just got us eating garbage.
Yeah. And we need to stop relying on that little funky U on the products or the K on the products, because some of them are still uncultured.
Yeah.
I can imagine. No, I don't look at all that. I don't pay that no attention.
That is too much right there.
Woo! So you guys know to look for L-cysteine in your bread and carnagenin. How you spell it? C-A-R.
It's like carnagenin. Well, I call it, I pronounce it carrageenan, or I guess you can pronounce it carrageenan, but it's a cancer-causing agent. That's why all these people out of the blue, well, how she get cancer? It don't run in her family. It's the stuff that you're eating. It's the stuff that you're eating that plays a big part in that. So just a little FYI, I had to put my two cents in there because when she said L-cysteine, that, you know, that's my thing. My antennas went up, so.
All right. Well, we learned something.
We got to be careful when, if we are catering food from people, too. We got to be careful what they're using.
You really can't eat behind, though. It's almost hard to do that. I mean, for real. But we still do. You know what I'm saying? And we just, it's just difficult.
Yeah.
We just got to get to where y'all is so we can eat healthy. Because this stuff is terrible.
Yep. It's terrible.
I didn't even finish reading the article. Because I didn't want my stomach to turn. I couldn't even tell y'all the rest of it. I just couldn't. I couldn't. It was just too much. But, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody a chance to say goodnight, everybody whose mic is open. Sister, we're going to start with Malka and then Sister Keturah, and then we're going to call your area code. So, Malka, what would you like to say?
Shalom, everyone. Stay prayerful. Have a blessed week. And, Yaina, don't forget what I told you.
Okay, shalom.
All right.
All right, Erica, Sister Keturah.
Oh, shalom, family, and as always, don't forget to put up some food and water for your family. Shalom, shalom.
All right, and then we're going to go with area code 928. Your mic is open. What would you like to say? 715. All right, area code 832. Sister Zaire? Is she still with us? You guys must have y'all's mic on mute. We won't keep you. Brother Donnie, what would you like to say to the people?
I was on mute. I just want to let everybody know to trust in the Almighty because he's going to do what he say he's going to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Dee Dee, what would you like to say? Air code 773.
I'd just like to say shalom and thank you again for inviting me and allowing me to use this as a platform just to talk through my day-to-day. It was a small island. Now the island is getting bigger, and it feels good. Thank you. And I hope everyone will enjoy their week this week.
All right. Everyone on that note, have a wonderful rest of your week. We'll see you Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time where we can kind of further the conversation. I hope you've enjoyed the first day of the week, which is today, Sunday. And enjoy your week and stay prayerful. Don't forget the 6 o'clock prayer. And we'll see you on Tuesday. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night.